With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And we're back with Maddie in the Morning.
Hey, radio pals. Thanks for tuning in. Good morning. No one knows what day it is. I'm so disoriented. Is it Thursday?
It is, yeah.
Oh, that was a good guess.
You got it.
Yeah, yeah, I'm very proud of myself.
I like that.
Thursday. Okay. Okay. There's an article. Did you guys talk about this, about the COVID? The guy who's got COVID and he disguised himself as his wife?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. I know.
Boy, I have that picture of me dressed as Melania Trump.
Oh, boy.
I did not make a good-looking woman. I was so disappointed. I thought I would be a babe.
All right.
But not real, not so much.
That was the funniest picture. You were like so her too.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have survived TSA.
No. Yeah. No.
You don't think I'd get past the screening?
Now, the entertainment update with Billy Costa.
So earlier this morning, Matt, I was telling you about Giannis the Greek Freak, right? Winning the NBA championship the other night. The Bucks beat the Suns. And you got to love this. So just minutes after winning the NBA championship, winning the series MVP, after the champagne celebration in the locker room and after the after parties, he was in line at the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A. This is him giving his order after scoring 50 points.
So can I have, please, a 50-piece Mac Minis, 50 exactly,
okay.
Not 51, not 49. Chicken minis, yes. 50.
He wanted the chicken minis.
I love it.
What are they? Little
chicken minis.
Chicken minis?
Yeah.
That's what they're called?
Like nuggets, yeah.
Oh, like chicken nuggets. Mm. Oh, that's funny.
That is funny.
I think that might have been a little bit of a setup, don't you think?
Oh, I don't think so.
You think he just...
I think
pulled
he just...
in to a...
Because he was in line. He was waiting in line in his car like everybody else.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. And by the way, one of his brothers is also on the Bucks, and then another brother is on the Lakers. So all three of them now have won NBA championships, which is a kind of a cool thing.
Wow, that's true.
Yeah.
Is that true? I have to ask an actual sports fan.
Yeah.
Is that true, Dom?
Yes, it is.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, quite
that's,
the family.
They all were on championship teams, all three of them?
Well, one on the Lakers and two on the Bucks, yeah.
In Greece, they were champions, too, before they came to the NBA.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had to go to the real sports
field. I know. Yeah. Be honest, Tom. You impressed with the fact that I had all that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. There we go.
Well, yeah. It was nice of one of your interns to give you that story.
Okay. This is nice. Actually, I got it from Justin, I think.
Is it true that Justin threw his son in the deep end? His son is only 4 years old. Is that true?
Yeah. He was misbehaving and... Abel has a fear of the deep end. So, Justin, why don't you pick it up from here?
How'd you know, Matt?
Dom told me.
Oh, thanks, Dom.
Watched her.
Yeah, he wasn't listening, and he's scared of the deep end. I told him like 10 times, I'm going to throw you in the deep end if you don't listen. And he did like he threw a ball at someone or something. So I picked him up and threw him just a couple of feet in the deep end, enough for fear to take over. Mm-hmm. And then I grabbed him. It was like a 2-second thing. But let me tell you, he stopped misbehaving.
Damn right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Justin, am I allowed to elaborate?
Father of the year right there.
Yeah.
Okay. It sounds worse than it is. He's a wild child, and he's getting better, but sometimes he doesn't behave, and I can't threaten something and then not do it.
Damn right.
Yeah. You know what? Throw him in the deep end. Next time, just bring him to Boston Harbor and just throw him in the harbor.
Throw him off a bridge.
Opening ceremonies are tomorrow night. These Olympic Games in Tokyo, it just seems like every day there's something else.
You know what's weird? I raised four daughters, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel as though I don't know anything about parenting. Like, I feel like I did something. You know what I mean? Like, it's just so...
Well...
How did they learn to swim? I'm just sitting here thinking. We have lots of parents who are listening right now thinking, should he have done that? Was that bad? Was that good? Who the hell knows? You know, nobody knows. Those of you who are pregnant and listening right now, here's a tip. Nobody knows.
There's no handbook.
There is no handbook.
No,
I've heard that a thousand times. There is no handbook.
Yeah, no. Not at all.
Well, Lisa, you've got a pool and young kids.
Yeah.
If Max or Riley were younger and misbehaving, would Tim have thrown them in the deep end?
Oh,
I don't think Tim can lift. I think Tim would throw his back out if he tried to lift one of the kids.
He'd slip and fall.
Or does Tim swim in the deep end?
Yeah, Tim would fall. Tim would hurt himself.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
Put the child down, Tim. You're going to slip and fall. I'm sorry to interrupt, Bill.
That's okay, buddy. Opening ceremonies, the Olympic Games in Tokyo set for tomorrow night. So, one day before, the director, the guy in charge of opening ceremonies in Tokyo, was fired for jokes he made about the Holocaust more than 20 years ago. I'm guessing.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a tasteless joke. You shouldn't. Holocaust should not be a subject for comedy. But give me a break.
Yeah.
It's 22 years ago.
This is happening all the time. Just deep dives into people's past.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Let's hope there's an assistant guy on the opening ceremonies. Or there could be chaos.
I'm always thinking about something I must have said to some girl at the palace in 1991 or something. He's going to resurface.
Totally.
Oh, yeah. Same with me, Rain Nightlife.
Yeah, it was very rude. He grabbed me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taylor Dane night at Rain. Who knows what happened?
I think if you do a deep dive on everyone, everyone's got something. Who's perfect?
Yeah.
It's impossible. Yeah.
Yeah. Winnie, why are you looking at me like that? Oh, I thought Winnie was going to share one of her little items. So the Jonas Brothers had their own Olympic Games on NBC last night. Olympic Dreams is what they called it. Now, several weeks ago, for the finale of The Voice, there were several reports about Nick Jonas having a broken rib. And we found out during the broadcast last night how he broke the rib. Here it was.
I took a spill. One of two spills I took on the show and broke
Kevin's,
my rib.
Kevin's
just
laughing, by the way.
It was great.
It couldn't have been worse timing because that week following, we shot the music video for our song with Marshmello, Leave Before You Love Me. I was hosting the Billboard Music Awards and performing with the brothers. And we had the Voice finale all in the same week of my
We get it, Nick. Rib. You're famous. We get it, Nick. You're famous.
Lisa, oh, you watched
it.
That show.
Yeah, I actually checked it out last night. I wanted to see what was going on. So I saw the fall happen. It was pretty bad. He got rushed away in an ambulance. But I have to tell you that the Jonas Brothers, Kevin is actually funnier than you think he is. And he really shined last night.
Yeah.
I like him so much.
So
more
he's
now.
The one with no nothing.
Like, but I don't know. He actually won. I mean, he's a decent athlete. Mm-hmm. So.
I think he won the hurdles, right?
He did.
Okay.
Boy, I can't imagine that. So you have to run and then you have to
jump
over a thing?
Yes.
I don't think I could do that.
No, it looked really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, hurdles is really
hard. Have you ever watched it in the Olympics or track and
field? Jonas Brothers ran the hurdle?
They did. They were trained by former Olympians and former.
Of course,
I'm
looking at a picture of it. Those are not full size.
There we go. So miniature hurdles.
No, but
they're
still
little tiny little hurdles.
Oh.
And then they had to do a floor exercise and then the BMX bikes.
They did like tumbling.
I know.
They tumbled?
Yeah.
This has been a thing with me for a long time. I don't understand what amuses other people so much. So the greatest athletes in the world, are about to perform, about to compete, I should say. So people sit at home and watch a second-rate pop band compete in these things. Is that entertaining? What am I missing?
I don't know.
Do you want to see Joe Jonas jump over a small little thing? I don't get it.
Yeah, I didn't really get it either, but I just checked it out because I was curious because we had talked about it.
It reminds me of Bill's TV show where the Bill and Jenny go to some gym and do things. Like, I don't get that. Don't you want to see people who are good at things do the thing?
Well, you kind of walked away thinking, wow, this stuff is really hard. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It really is. So
yeah, maybe it's me.
Or you would watch, you know, hoping something happens, like a broken
and
rib.
They did, and it did. Yeah, he broke his rib.
Yeah. Did they perform too?
I didn't see that part. Yeah. I turned.
Tonight is Kanye's live stream event inside the Falcons Stadium. The album is due out tomorrow, so this is all part of the promotion leading up to the album. So Tom Brady sat down with Jim Gray. Jim Gray's got this series on Sirius XM. And talks about coming back to Gillette Stadium October 3rd to take on the New England Patriots right here.
Going back to Foxborough for the last time probably in my career. So there's a lot to happen between now and then. And obviously I know the challenge of beating a great team like that, great organization, great players. So many friends that are still on the team that were my and still are my brothers. You know, unfortunately, we're just going to be on different sides of the stadium this time around. So I got a lot of familiarity playing in the stadium. You know, we got to first get to training camp, see what we're going to be, and then get through the first 3 weeks of the year. But I'm sure it'll be a great opportunity for me to go back to a place that I know as well as anywhere. So it'll be a great day for football.
Jim Gray and Tom Brady.
When is that? When is that game?
October 3rd.
Oh, boy, that's going to be fun.
Oh, that'll be a fun game.
I don't know who I'm rooting for anymore.
I know.
Remember we were rooting against them, and then we changed in the Super Bowl. We rooted for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember Dan Shaughnessy came on with us and was talking about
hate watching.
Hate rooting or whatever.
Hate
what was
watching.
The expression he used?
Hate watching.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Matt, we asked earlier, do you think he's going to be booed or cheered when he goes to Gillette?
Cheered.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, cheered.
Finally, Meghan Markle's brother and Caitlyn Jenner are both joining the cast of Celebrity Big Brother in Australia.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. And reportedly, Caitlyn Jenner is getting paid $500,000 to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money for one of these shows.
And
I'm not supposed to talk about
that. Oh, okay.
Well, I don't want to be any at all specific, but I met my first trans person.
Oh.
I couldn't tell. Okay. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it'll be a good show. Celebrity Big Brother.
It was interesting. No, it was interesting. It was like, oh. You know, somebody told me that person was born a different gender.
Yeah.
And I had, you know, a conversation, and it was interesting.
Yeah.
That's the first time that I've ever experienced that.
Oh, good.
Same kind of normal to me.
Absolutely.
It did. It just seemed complete. It was just like when I was told, you know, this person was a different gender before. And it was kind of nice. It was sort of enlightening in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And my reaction was, oh,
yeah,
that's it. Oh, what do you know?
No big deal. Yeah.
Yeah, no big deal.
No.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my very, very first reaction was, really? And then it was, no kidding.
Yeah.
Son of a gun.
Nice to meet you. Okay.
I did get a little, I had a moment. I'm not going to lie. Well, because I was attracted to her.
Okay. I kind of.
Maybe we should drop this whole topic.
Yeah,
I think
we'll just move along. I'm glad you had your moment.
Yeah. I thought, yeah, before I was told I was.
Yeah. Well,
okay, let's just drop it.
My point being,
it's. You know, it was a good experience for me in terms of live and let live.
Exactly.
Live and let live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Brought to you by Boston Vision.
But
listen.
I mean, like, really.
Attractive.
Well, kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
But yet.
Okay, I'm going to just move
just
along here.
Yeah, I wish you would. I wasn't going to say anything.
We're brought to you.
It's like a sickness. I can't control myself.
Yeah, I know.
I specifically had this conversation with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, "Don't bring that up, Matt. Just don't bring it up in the air. You know, you and your mouth."
Yeah.
And then it just comes out.
Man, we know
what
you.
What is that?
And your
is that
mouth
a lack of filter of some kind? Is that a pituitary gland problem? Yeah. It could be.
Lisa, is there a diagnosis for that?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I think you should just maybe listen to Marianne. She's usually right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a good rule. Yeah. Rule of thumb. That is a good rule of thumb for all of you married men out there.
Yeah.
Just do what your wife tells you.
Yeah.
And,
exactly.
We're brought to you by Boston Vision. What do Chase Winovich and Gerard Mayo have in common? Well, LASIK surgery with a team at Boston Vision. You enjoy your favorite activities without the hassle of those contacts, those glasses. And by the way, book a free evaluation at bostonvision.com. And if you mention KISS 108, you'll get $500 off. Your best vision is Boston Vision. And there you go.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.